Now to efforts assisting veterans who are at risk of homelessness. Wisconsin has three shelters that serve veterans in Bellevue near Green Bay, Union Grove, and Chippewa Falls. Two of those shelters are slated to shut down because funding intended to keep them open was not included in the new two-year state budget.
A group of Green Bay area lawmakers are circulating a bill that seeks to restore funding so that the Bellevue and Chippewa Falls locations could stay open.
Jamie Wall is a Democratic state senator representing a district that includes the metropolitan Green Bay region. State Senator Wall, welcome back to Wisconsin Today.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Lay out what you are requesting in your bill.
Well, it's pretty straightforward. The state has a program called the Veterans Housing and Recovery Program. And what it does is it works with veterans who are homeless or who are in danger of becoming homeless. And it gives them, a safe place to live and helps them get back on their feet, with things like job counseling, hooking them up with other resources that they need. I've got a lot of respect for veterans. My dad was a combat veteran in the Korean War, and these are folks who've served their country and done more for the rest of us than most of us do. All right, so they're always a high priority for me. And as you said, from my perspective, this was a miss in the state budget. This is something that we should have handled. We had a motion on the floor when we were considering the final budget bill to fix this, but that was voted down on not quite a party line vote. There was one Republican who crossed over to vote with us. But we're just trying to fix the mistake that was made and to allocate some money to keep these facilities open in the Green Bay area and then across the state in Chippewa Falls as well.
How has the shelter in Bellevue, what has it meant to the constituents and the communities you serve?
Well, like I said, veterans are very close to the top of my list of people that we should be looking after in state government. This is transitional housing for them. This is not a permanent solution, but what we're doing is we're helping folks who've helped us get their lives straight, and that's important. I mean, some of the people who live there, there's 16 veterans in that facility right now, and some of them are from the Green Bay area, some of them are a little further afield, but no matter where they're from, I think we should help support them and give them the help they need and help them become, get back to being productive members of society again, given what they've the service that they've given to our country.
And so this bill would restore this $1.9 million to provide the supplies, the service costs to keep the Bellevue and Chippewa Falls facilities open?
That's exactly right. It's actually a contract with Lutheran Social Services. So they operate the facilities and they provide these sort of wraparound services for the veterans there. So it's things like job counseling, identifying education programs that might be useful, maybe some substance abuse treatment, depending on the needs of the people who live there. So this is all kind of work that Lutheran Social Services or any other kind of social service organization would do, but specifically targeted at veterans in need.
So you're circulating the bill. Where does it stand currently? And are you getting some bipartisan support on it?
Yes. What happens is you circulate these bills for about a week and give people a chance to think about them and whether they want to sign on. So we actually introduced it, maybe a week or 10 days ago now. And we do have bipartisan support. We have almost every Democrat in the state Senate on it, and that's the area I know best. But we have a few Republicans, one from the Chippewa Falls area, and then a couple Republican Assembly folks as well. And I've talked to some of them. Republicans have the majority in both houses of the legislature, so I mean they have more to do than I as to whether the bill moves or not. But I do know there's bipartisan support for this. Veterans are not a controversial cause, okay? And $1.9 million, that's a lot of money for you and me, but in the context of the state budget, I think it's well worth it for this population. So I'm hopeful that when we get back in September, we'll be able to act on this quickly. But that decision is not so much in my hands and more in the Republican leadership of both the Assembly and the Senate.
State Senator, while you said that, you know, as you mentioned, there's not another floor period until the beginning of September when the legislature is together in session and actively debating and voting on legislation. Can these shelters hold on with their current funding and their services until then?
It's going to be sticky. We've had those conversations with the Department of Veterans Affairs. They've already started transitioning some of these folks to the Union Grove facility, which is slated to remain open. I guess of the three, the physical facility was in the best shape, and that's why they made that choice. So there are 16 residents now in Bellevue, and I guess six of them have already agreed to be relocated, and the department is working with the others. But if we act quickly, I don't know what our odds would be of calling the legislature back into a special session. Probably very low, but I guess in theory that's another possible avenue. If we act quickly when we come back, we can still pull the fat out of the fire here. But the timing isn't ideal. You're absolutely correct.
And if the bill would not pass, two of Wisconsin's three, of the three veterans' homeless shelters would have to shut down. What might happen to people who rely on these safety net services if the services are no longer there?
Well, I mean, there's just going to be fewer seats at the table, less room at the inn, right? And, we've been speaking to the Department of Veterans Affairs, and they're going to do their best to make sure that they take care of the people who are currently, at the two facilities slated for closure. But, ultimately, there's just going to be fewer seats at the table, and somebody's going to be left without a meal, So I think that's a shame. I mean, aside from maybe children with disabilities, I can't think of a more deserving population than veterans who are struggling with homelessness, right? So this was just a failure on the part of the legislature and a miss in the budget process. Part of the issue, I think, back in the budget was that, as you remember, there were a lot of negotiations between the governor and legislative leaders, but they were constrained to only a few issues, to taxes, to childcare, to schools, to the UW. Mm-hmm. And everything else the Republicans in the Finance Committee sort of pencil whipped. We almost the rest of the entire state budget is sort of cost to continue, status quo. They really didn't take a hard look at any of that, and this was just a miss. And that was because they ran a bad process, but this was a particularly bad example of, real deserving people getting hurt because of that bad process. So we're trying to remedy that with this bill.
How are you feeling overall about the new state budget?
It's not the budget I would have written, but we were at the table and we were able to improve it. We were able to do some good things for childcare. And I tell you, the state childcare industry is facing a crisis right now. And that's a problem for not just families with kids, but also their employers. I supported the budget ultimately. Mm-hmm. It was a good budget for the University of Wisconsin. We improved the situation that our K-12 schools have, but we didn't do enough. But the alternative wasn't more money for schools. It was much, much less. I was just faced with a situation. I chose to make the best deal that we could, and that's what we did. It wasn't perfect, and maybe it wasn't even good, but it was a heck of a lot better than the alternatives.
State Senator Wall, thank you for joining us.
I appreciate it.
Jamie Wall, Democratic State Senator representing Wisconsin's 30th Senate District, includes Green Bay. He talked about his bill that would fund two homeless shelters for veterans in Bellevue and Chippewa Falls.